have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about some risky combinations. And we're also, since it's Heart Health Month, we're going to throw in some heart health topics. And we'll see how much time we have after that. We may get to, I don't know, nail fungus or something really interesting like that. We'll see how the hour rolls. But before we get to that and the quack report, I want to say a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. We need God's loving hand on us. We do. And I hope you're hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face and minding the time because it grows short. Because, you know, that's how you establish and hold on to a relationship with the Lord is through prayer. I did bring my devotional, and today's devotional is from Romans 12 and Psalms 105, and it goes like this. I am renewing your mind, and when your thoughts flow freely, they tend to move toward problems. Your focus gets snagged on a given problem, circling around and around it in attempts to gain mastery. Your energy is drained away from other matters through this negative focus. Worst of all, you lose sight of me. A renewed mind is present focused. Train your mind to seek me in every moment, in every situation. Sometimes you can find me in your surroundings, in a bird song, a loved one's smile, some golden sunlight, and at other times you have to draw inward to find me. I am always present in your spirit, so seek my face and speak to me, and I will light up your mind. Amen to that. So you haven't sought the Lord to find salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, do so, because time grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, what do we have? Genetically engineered dragonflies. Oh, we were missing that. That's what we need, right? I don't know what researchers are up to, but this is crazy. Robotic insects. Flying, moving around like the real thing. I'm not kidding. This is called the dragonfly eye, and it represents a collection of robotic flying devices by R&D company Draper Labs, coming out of the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, no less. So the dragonfly eye is a genetically modified version of a dragonfly. It's equipped with man-made guidance systems, and it taps directly into the insect's own built-in steering mechanism using pulses of light. This is what's made it different. They insert a gene into this insect, and it adds light-sensitive proteins, or opsins. I call them opsins. And it's basically neurotransmitted neurons. So the dragonfly eye can respond to optic stimuli rather than just crude electrical signals. Isn't that weird? So when the dragonfly eye becomes fully functional, it's in experimental phase, according to its developers, it's going to be capable of performing some tasks. They list, pollination, payload delivery, reconnaissance, and diagnostics in precision medicine. Dragonfly gonna give you a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Moving along in the quack report. I know it's what you need when you have to have something like that buzzing around you. One of them mechanical dragonflies. It'd be weird. It would just be... What do you think, Frank? You gonna go to the doctor? And the nurse says, the dragonfly eye will be right with you. Okay. All right. Study on E. coli grows more powerful when it's given antibiotics, according to this research at the University of Exeter. So they did an experiment. They exposed E. coli bacteria to 8 rounds of antibiotics over the course of just 4 days so they could study the DNA changes that took place. So the antibiotic that they used was dicyclomine or doxycycline. They used that to treat bacterial infections. And the results were kind of shocking to the scientists. The bacteria became increasingly more resistant, and it mutated, and it grew. Yeah, so the E. coli bacteria were able to triple in size. The phenomenon was only seen in bacteria that were exposed to antibiotics. So even when the antibiotics were taken away, no more antibiotics for you, the mutation remained present and active. Okay, Frank weighs in on the dragonfly eye doctor thing, and he says, scared of doctors, don't go there. Okay. Last but not least in the quack report, women, they're opting for anti-inflammatory diets to protect themselves from osteoporosis and bone loss. Amen. A team of researchers were analyzing data from the Women's Health Initiative. It was an observational study in clinical trials, and they were comparing the presence of inflammatory elements in women's diets in relation to their bone mineral density and fracture incidence. So their findings indicated some new associations, they said, between diet and bone health. This is no brainer. You know, foods are your medicines. Hello? Okay, so the study was out of Ohio State. It was published in the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research in December 2016. And what they found was energy dense but nutritional poor diets that centered around takeout food, fried potatoes, processed meats, soft drinks, and other items related to that kind of diet, Western diet. It produced lower bone mineral content, while when they compared diets that were rich in plant foods, whole grains, seeds, nuts, legumes, it correlated with higher bone density mineral content. So that just proves what I've been saying for like ever, that green leafy vegetables calcium-rich herbs, better source of calcium for your bones than dairy products. So you'd be amazed what plant-based calcium will do for you. If you want to check out the calcium formula, check it out at thepowerherbs.com. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to look at some risky combinations out there. There's been several news releases. They've reported on how dangerous Asian herbs are. However, there are scientific studies proving that prescription medicines are more dangerous than previously thought. So this is about, this isn't about really, medical errors or, patients not taking their medications properly as prescribed. This is about drugs themselves offering some serious and often deadly changes to the human body. So in June 2015, in the journal Lancet, it was reported that 95% of the world's population had some kind of health problem, and a third of the population had more than five ailments. So this translates into a majority of the population taking a minimum of 1 to 3 prescription medications. So combining drugs can offer some serious health risks. So we're going to take a look at some of these risk factors. Let's look at one study that was in 2016. It got published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, and it stated that prescription drugs are dangerous when combined with other prescriptions. So all drugs are really toxic and therefore dangerous whether you combine them with other drugs or not. So what science is doing is really managing symptoms with controlled toxicity. So often the drug treatments, fail predominantly due to the drugs are poisoning the liver. And the study was done at the Columbia University Medical Center, and it involved also the Data Science Institute. Amazingly, these researchers stated that deadly drug reactions or interactions may or may not be well known by doctors, drug companies, or patients. Well, I can understand the patient end, but, you kind of count on your doctor knowing about drug interactions, right? And definitely you would think the manufacturers of these drugs would know about interactions, too. So they don't. There's a revelation for you. So the study found that there were a minimum of 8 drug combinations responsible for deadly heart events. Ooh. So these drugs can further weaken a sick cardiovascular system or corrupt a healthy one. So how do these drugs accomplish this? Well, the culprit, basically they said, was the electrical impulse to the heart. It disrupts that. That's what the drugs do. They just shut off. That's a switch. The electricity's off. That's basically how it works. Heart doesn't get an electrical impulse and stops beating, and patients die. However, patients are really not told that these drugs can change their metabolism like that. Just 2 molecules can change proteins and how they function inside heart cells, for sure. Now, 2 of the 8 drugs the researchers mentioned were an antibiotic known as Rocephin, and a heartburn drug you're probably familiar with, Prevacid. Put those 2 together and lights out, apparently. Wow. All right, so let me read you a quote from Nicholas Tatone Eddy, PhD professor, biomedical information, Columbia University Medical Center. He says, with regard to diabetes, I have been frustrated that after finding dangerous drug interactions that raised blood sugar, but there was a lack of interest in this discovery, so I shifted my research to deadly heart drugs. End of quote. And there you go. Also, from Robert Woosley, he's a medical doctor at the National Drug, he's a national drug expert. He says, drug interactions occur often, but they go unrecognized, and we need better methods for detection, end of quote. Oh, my goodness, it's, you know, falling through the cracks. Something's not being done. And who pays the price for somebody not doing their jobs? Well, I'd be the people taking the prescription meds. All right, let's look at some common medicines now. You know, modern man is so used to prescribed medications, he often doesn't investigate them before taking them. A majority think, you know, scientific medicine knows what it's doing and treatment's safe. Well, there are some common medicines used for conditions like things like allergies, incontinence, insomnia, you know, which have damaging and often irreversible side effects. So in 2010, there was a study done by Indiana University School of Medicine, and they reported on drugs that cause long-term cognitive impairment. So their findings were published in the July 2010 Journal of Neurology and also in the Journal of American Academy of Neurology. So the drugs that the study identified are called anticholinergic drugs. Anticholinergic drugs. So they block the acetylcholine. It's a neurotransmitter. That's what they do. So in 2012, the Indiana University did a further study on these drugs to find that about within 60 days or less, when you're on these drugs, you get memory problems, okay? So the study was published in the February 12th Journal of Alzheimer's and Dementia. So these drugs are sold pretty much over the counter under different names. Here's a couple of them. Benadryl, Dramamine, Excedrin PM, Nitol, Sominex, Tylenol PM, and Unisom. Obviously, to sleep better. For other anticholinergic drugs which require prescription are Paxil, Detrol, Demerol, and Elavil. So according to Noel Campbell, he's a clinical pharmacist at Windsor Health Services, he says, we found that taking just one anticholinergic significantly increased an individual's risk of developing mild cognitive impairment, and if taking two of these types of drugs, it doubled the risk. Seemingly, a benign medication can cause or even worsen cognitive impairment, delirium, and also memory loss. So this is what, if you're on these drugs for over 60 days, that's what happens. Also, let's see, Dr. Malaise Bosanti, he is at the IU School of Medicine. He says, I tell patients not to take these drugs and encourage all adults to talk with their doctor about every medication they are prescribed to take. Good advice. So a list of drugs that are causing cognitive effects was originally on the Indianapolis Discovery Network for Dementia, but the list has been removed. Aside from allergies and insomnia and motion sickness and depression, the anticholinergic drugs are also prescribed for bladder urgency or leakage, hypertension, cardiovascular diseases, and obstructive pulmonary diseases. So you could be on these drugs right now, and it's going to impair cognitive function. Well, let's also look at the heart medication. This is Heart Health Month, so listen up. Some of these heart medicines now, science says, can cause cancer. Whoa. Yep, 2010, a study done by the University Hospital's Case Medical Center in Cleveland, Ohio, they found that blood pressure medicines increase the risk of cancer. right? Dr. Ike Sapai and his colleagues at the University Hospital's Heart and Vascular Institute found that angiotensin receptor blocker drugs, often prescribed for high blood pressure, heart failure, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and kidney disease, increase the risk of cancer by 8 to 11%. The drugs specifically increase the risk of lung cancer by 25%. So this study in 2010 was published in the journal The Lancet Oncology. So you can check it out there. So, you know, what do we have going on here? Well, we in the modern world, controlled toxicity through prescription drugs is legal. It's popular. It's an easy treatment. It's covered by health insurance. And it's accepted. It's an accepted way to treat ailments. Mm-hmm. So millions of people are taking prescribed medicines and putting up with the risks and side effects. So often one drug will create the side effects, which is really a secondary disease because doctors can only legally prescribe drugs only for disease. So they prescribe you another drug for those symptoms. So there you go. And if it were not a legally defined disease, they couldn't write prescriptions for it. So side effects are really diseases that the drugs give you. So all pharmaceutical products create a weakness and a dependency, and eventually weakness leads to failure. So the solution is whole foods and medicinal herbs, which are strengtheners. That leads to restoration. So if you're interested, call Apothecary Herbs and ask about their professional strength organic herbal formulas for things like allergies and depression and sleep and kidney, bladder, and even cancer. So I would check out these formulas. If you're on their website at thepowerherbs.com, I would check out the valerian root, the relaxation formula, the dandelion root, the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula, and the kidney bladder cleanse kit. Of course, if you don't have access to the internet, you can call them for a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Again, 866-229-3663, international, 704-885-0277. And don't forget, it's Heart Health Month. February is Heart Health Month, so for a limited time, you'll save 10% on their formulas under their Heart and Cardio section. So you can just flip to that in the catalog or go onto their website and go to that section if you're interested to save on their heart formulas. All right, I got a few minutes before the next break, so we're going to jump right on in to our next topic. And, you know, we didn't get to fit this in on Tuesday, so we're going to do it today because I promised I would. We're going to talk about heartburn. Anybody out there suffer from heartburn? Heartburn, especially, you know, holidays. We got another holiday coming up here. It's called Valentine's Day. Yep. So get ready for that. Nearly everyone experiences at least one episode of heartburn due to overindulging. So over 10% of the population, that's 15 million Americans, suffer from regular heartburn. They get it all the time. So more than 60 million Americans experience heartburn once a month. Other names that are given to heartburn are, you know, indigestion, sour stomach, regurgitation, acid reflux. No matter what you want to give it the name, it's this fiery, painful sensation in the chest, and it's enough to ruin your day and prevent you from getting a good night's sleep. So what can be done to help resolve heartburn in about one out of every 18 people? Well, let's check it out. So what is heartburn really? Well, the discomfort that you feel from heartburn is really the stomach contents and the digestive juices. These are the hydrochloric acids and the pepsin enzymes that kind of splash up into the lower part of the esophagus, causing this acid burn and this pressure in your chest area. So the lining of the esophagus is really not designed, like the stomach is, to tolerate these harsh digestive acids. So it's not uncommon for this sensation to be severe enough to make us think you're having a heart attack. So when you swallow food, the esophagus sphincter, this is a small muscular ring that separates the esophagus from the stomach, it's supposed to close and prevent food from going back up into the esophagus. So if this muscle becomes weak or gets stretched out due to overeating, it will not close as well, keeping food and digestive juices in the stomach where they belong. So if you have a weak esophageal sphincter muscle, it can actually pop open or spring open, kind of like a jack-in-the-box, at the wrong time, allowing all that undigested food and all those acids to slosh up into the esophagus and cause that burning pain, even spasms and bitter taste in your mouth. Not good. So some of the symptoms you may be familiar with or may not. Heartburn symptoms have a broad scope ranging from mild to severe. So acid can flow up from the stomach and cause problems for the esophagus and even your mouth. The typical sensation are indigestion, heartburn, burning sensation from the stomach to the mouth area. And the acid taste in the mouth is really not uncommon, along with moderate to severe belching. So in severe cases, individuals with this type of digestive distress can experience nausea, even vomiting. They can have difficulty swallowing, and often they can have hiatal hernias. So long-term exposure to this digestive malfunction can cause acid erosion to the esophagus, and it could cause esophageal ulcers and even bleeding. Scar tissue of the esophagus can also be a risk, which can narrow the esophagus and hinder the passage of food to the stomach. So over time, this condition can lead to even esophageal cancer. So this isn't something you want to, you know, go untreated, and how you treat it's going to be important. So we're going to look at some contributing factors. If you're overweight, this is going to put pressure on the stomach that hinders the digestive process and invites heartburn. About 35% of overweight people experience heartburn, but are able to reverse the condition by decreasing their weight. Smoking also seems to aggravate the condition, stimulating the production of stomach acid and relaxing that esophageal sphincter and allowing the acid reflux. So consuming alcohol also primes the pump for heartburn and acid reflux, and increased stress will alter your behavior and what you eat and what you drink and often what you even smoke and how much you smoke, which can all be triggers for heartburn. Oh, I see by the clock we're going to have to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of those little pitfalls with what we're eating, how we're eating. We're going to also talk about some of the foods that are real huge triggers for heartburn and some natural therapies for this when we come back. So don't go anywhere.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Wendy Wilson. We're talking about heartburn. And right now we're going to talk about some contributing factors. We're going to talk about eating habits. We did contributing factors already. So there's some good news, though. Some of the main causes for heartburn directly influenced by what you're eating. So that means you have total control over this problem. Okay? You don't have to turn this over to the white coat. You have control. So you have control over heartburn, and you can decide every day if you want to invite or avoid heartburn. Dr. Donald Castell of the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine agrees that your dietary choices, your patterns of eating, are either to praise or blame for your situation of heartburn. So As you age, as we all age, we could experience, you know, heartburn more frequently. But according to Dr. Castle, age is really not the essential cause of the heartburn. Mm. So if you develop heartburn and acid reflux, he says in your 20s, your 30s, or even your 40s, he says you do not want to make it a permanent thing. You have to change your lifestyle if you want to get rid of it. He says if you don't work on getting rid of it as soon as you can, it can be very difficult to get rid of it later on. Well, let's look at it. He says some of the culprit foods are alcohol. So you'll want to avoid food and drink that tends to relax that sphincter muscle, the esophageal sphincter muscle, and make it all lazy so it opens. So if you drink alcohol within 2 hours before going to bed, you are more likely to experience heartburn. The alcohol will relax the sphincter muscle and allow acids back into the esophagus. Researchers at the University of Dundee tested 17 men and women who did not have heartburn or acid reflux problems. The volunteers were given 4 ounces of whiskey, which is 40% alcohol, and they were also to drink 4 ounces of water 3 hours after they ate at about 10 p.m., and then they went to bed at 12 p.m. Another group was given a placebo drink consisting of water and flavoring with no alcohol. So during the night, the acid levels in the esophagus were monitored in the study. 41% experienced reflux during the night that had the alcohol. All right, and the acid was most severe 3.5 hours into the evening after the alcohol was consumed. So a group that is drinking flavored water, well, they didn't experience reflux or heartburn at all. Another thing was chocolate, according to the good doctor. He says that harmless piece of chocolate, especially Valentine's Day coming up, can trigger heartburn. So there are chemical mechanisms that encourage heartburn, according to Dr. Castle, and some foods which will act as precipitating the heartburn. So how many times have you had some digestive discomfort after you ate maybe some chocolate chip cookies or a fudge brownie? So how come chocolate does that? Dr. Castle says the chocolate acts like an antispasmodic or tranquilizer on the sphincter muscle. The culprit chemical in chocolate is methylxanthine. So Dr. Castle tested his theory and found that if you drink chocolate syrup, it turned the sphincter muscle into this flabby mess. It got lethargic and within an hour after you had the chocolate, he says. So Dr. Castle also found chocolate an acid residue in the esophagus from his test group. Apparently, chocolate does not provoke acid backwash in individuals that don't, rarely eat chocolate or have heartburn conditions. So you may not experience that if you eat chocolate if you don't typically have heartburn, he says. But if you have heartburn, chocolate's going to be your worst enemy. Then he said high fat. Researchers are supporting those that know that heartburn sufferers have bouts of heartburn when they eat high fat meals. So the meals with the high fat content extend the acid backwash into the esophagus by 3 or 4 hours after the meal is eaten. Researchers report that high fat foods lower the sphincter muscle pressure and delays digestion, so the food doesn't move fast enough out of the stomach into the lower intestine. It kind of just sits there. More acid is allowed to accumulate in the stomach and enter the esophagus, so avoid fried foods, milkshakes, cheese, hamburgers, and other fatty foods. And then he also tested spicy foods. Most people with heartburn blame spicy food for their discomfort. However, the team of researchers from Oklahoma Foundation for Digestive Research at Presbyterian Hospital found that the real reason was not the spice for the heartburn. They determined it was onions, which usually are included in spicy food entrees that cause those that already have heartburn to have an episode. So watch the onion if you suffer from heartburn. Dr. Mark Mello suspects that onion, just like chocolate, relaxes that sphincter muscle, has some chemical mechanisms that do that. All right, some other foods that are known to relax your sphincter muscle and encourage heartburn. Peppermint and spearmint and foods that produce belching like cabbage and cucumbers. So foods which produce more acid will also contribute to the problem. So watch the coffee, watch the soda, the beer, tomatoes, and milk products. Okay. Other things to consider. The way we eat, like, you know, if we overeat, we'll stretch that sphincter muscle out. So watch that. Eating too much also overloads the digestive system. Lying down too soon after you eat will help push foods against that sphincter muscle so it pops open and all of a sudden you have the heartburn. Overweight individuals will put more weight and pressure on the abdomen and sphincter muscle, encouraging heartburn. So be aware of that. All right, so we're going to have to talk about some natural things here, herbs that can help with this. Obviously, you know, it's diet change time, so you want to avoid the fast foods, the processed foods. You want to avoid alcohol as much as you can, and chocolate, onions, apparently, and cabbage, spearmint, and those things with menthol. And you have control over that, not too hard. Right? But there are some herbs that can help smooth this whole transition out. Now, fennel seed, I love fennel seed. It improves digestion and eliminates gas, belching, and bloating. Okay? Fennel seed extract is great. Ginger root will improve digestion, helps move food out of the stomach, and helps with nausea or any vomiting. Also, gentian root will also do that. And it reduces any stomach pain. So gentian root, if you take it a half hour before you eat, will actually improve digestion and prevent you from overeating. Gentian root will keep you from doing that. Slippery elm and marshmallow root will soothe the lining of the esophagus and the stomach. So, and if you plan to do any bowel cleansing, you may want to use a modified cleanse, and more water and some prune juice, maybe. So there, if you have a sensitivity to certain things, you can modify the cleanse. So don't think you can't do it. So you're going to find the herbs I just mentioned, gentian root, the fennel, the ginger, the slippery elm, the marshmallow. They're all on thepowerherbs.com. You can look under the digestive tab, Bowel cleanse, of course, would be under the organ cleanse section. And if you need a catalog, if you don't do the internet, do call and ask for one. They're free, and they'll mail them out. 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs. They make professional strength organic herbal formulas. They specialize in liquids and powders, so instant absorption, and they're in the system fast. So 866-229-3663, and if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. And again, the website, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. If you miss some of the shows and you do the internet, feel free to get on their archive section there at thepowerherbs.com, and you can pull up various shows of Herb Talk there for free. And if you're into getting newsletters, of course, they have newsletters. They do email to you, so you have to have email. And they're free, too, and they go out each and every week. There's a couple of them. The American Voice newsletter goes out on Tuesday. There's several people writing for that newsletter, so you get a smattering of great things to help you out. And then, of course, if you just want the natural therapy stuff, that's the Health Quest, and that goes out on Friday. So you can sign up for free. There's no subscription fee. You just throw it in your cart when you check out, and you get signed up, and you'll get your newsletter in your email each week. All right, we're going to talk about some more heart stuff since it's Heart Health Month. And 25% of the population is suffering from some kind of heart disease. And statistics that are coming out of the American Heart Association and the CDC, kind of alarming what they're saying. So we all know that heart disease continues to claim a lot of victims in record numbers every year. So is it because of unhealthy lifestyles? Is it because of the medications? What's going on with that? You know, in your own heart medicines, you know, people still seem to have and struggle and have trouble. Well, let's look at these stats they're sending us. The official statistics are that millions of people worldwide will die from cardiovascular disease, and it's going to cost everyone billions of dollars because of the treatments everybody has to have. The U.S. alone, the bill for a heart disease in 2010, it was like $300 billion for healthcare. That includes your medical services, your medications, and all that lost productivity. So half of all the deaths for both men and women are due to heart disease. And one out of four Americans pretty much is called a ticking time bomb. Yeah, medicine expects us to have cardiovascular problems. So we can expect to see 700,000 Americans suffer their first heart attack this year, and nearly 500,000 are going to suffer their second heart attack. So if we are male and we suffer a second heart attack, 13% die, and 6% of females suffering the second heart attack die. At least 20% are completely disabled with heart failure after their second heart attack. They can't go back to work. So some American cultural groups have a higher risk than others, like African Americans. They fare slightly better at 26% with heart disease deaths, and the white section rank, what, 27%, I think? Yeah, 27%. Asians in the 25% area, Hispanics, 23%, American Indians, and Alaskan Eskimos, 20%. So two-thirds of these heart attack patients don't make full recoveries and return to work, two-thirds. So interesting statistics indeed. Yes, yes. All right, let's look at some factors. Most of you already know what contributes to heart disease. The factors measure a 40 to 10% risk. They are inactivity, 40% adds 40% risk to heart disease if you're inactive and don't get regular exercise. Obesity, it levels a 34% risk. High blood pressure, 31%. Smoking, 21%. If you have high cholesterol, 16%, and diabetes, 11%. So if you're in those categories, you are at risk. Most heart attacks occur on a Monday morning, and on a Saturday morning. That Saturday morning is a second place. So most heart attacks occur on Mondays and Saturdays. So why do heart attacks happen on those days? Well, the blood platelets tend to be stickier as you wake up. So if you survive a heart attack, one out of 25 will die within the year. This is not good, but I have solutions. I do. For people who have ears to hear, I have some things to say. Let's look at the heart drugs first. The statistics don't lie. What we conclude from the allopathic treatment of heart disease is a management of damage control processes, symptom control with toxicity, basically, with the drugs. So heart patients are put on supposedly healthier diets that contain fake butter products, and they're taken off all salt to help control blood pressure. Now, processed salt is corrupted salt. It does not have any nutrition left in it. It does contribute to heart disease and blood pressure problems, but unprocessed salt is necessary. It contains the electrolyte nutrients for healthy cell chemistry, for the nervous system, for electrical impulses to the heart muscles. So, salt with the 84 microminerals is healthy salt, and it's what the ancients used. It wasn't until the 1700s we started processing our salt to death. All right, so if you're looking for the healthy salt that's sun-dried, it's not processed, it's called Celtic sea salt, and you can find that pretty much everywhere, but be careful. If it says Celtic sea salt, it shouldn't look white. Unprocessed salt is an off-white or grayish color, so that would be a telltale sign. If it's white, it's been processed, and it's garbage. So if you're looking for the organic salt, go to thepowerherbs.com and look under their salt tab. It's there. So numerous heart drugs tend to provide crutches to a sick cardiovascular or a weak cardiovascular system. They really don't do anything to strengthen the system. So your heart continues to weaken while you're on that drug therapy until a massive heart failure occurs, and you either need heart surgery or you have a heart attack or a heart transplant. That's one of the three things that happens after about 10, 15, 20 years on the drugs. So I used to work in a hospital. We were in intensive care, but we had the heart floor just down on the other wing, and always full all the time. So if American people, are going to do something about that, it doesn't matter what kind of medicine you have. It doesn't matter if you have free market medicine or socialized healthcare. You're still going to be sick if you're going for modern scientific healthcare to treat your heart problems. You're not going to – they'll stabilize you for a while, but you're going down this road of, no return if you stay on it. No return at all. Disease management through symptom reduction is what they do with regard to this type of treatment. Well, let's talk about one herb I like to use. It's called motherwort, and it's very a powerful herb. It's one of God's herbs. It's medicine here for the service of man, and it's one of those herbs I like to have in my heart kit or my heart arsenal of herbs. Motherwort is Old English for wort means plant, basically. And the ancient Greeks and the Romans used this herb mainly for heart problems. It was used specifically for heart flutterings or AFib, palpitations, arrhythmias. And some people who used it, they used it also for depression. So the ancient Chinese also used motherwort, and they said it was great for longevity. So 100 years from now, scientists may discover some new enzyme or something in the plant that retards aging and then confirms what the ancients knew all along. So motherwort became real popular in the 16th century when it was used to heal livestock. British herbalists would give cattle motherwort as a remedy for various diseases. Later, Nicholas Culpepper discovered it was an excellent herb for heart conditions. It removed trembling of the heart or the fluttering, and it also soothes muscles and calms spasms, while it also stimulates the uterus. Therefore, you don't want to use it if you're expecting a child because you don't want to stimulate the uterus to deliver a baby prematurely. Now, common name motherwort was given to the plant. Motherwort tends to remove tension from muscles, helps people relax and sleep better. It's also used as an antidepressant, but by the 19th century, American colonists were using it as a type of tranquilizer to help during female birth issues. So, it helped relax the uterine muscle. The baby, she could push and not strain. So motherwort's very good for things like that, AFib. It's great for stuff like fluttering, and if you don't want to take any of those other drugs for that. Also, I like to use hawthorn berries as a way to keep the blood platelets from sticking together, because hawthorn helps regulate the fibrinogen protein in the blood. So if you get your fibrinogen protein off, it turns to fibrin, and then what happens is all these red blood cells start to clump together and causing clots. So a natural alternative to the medications as blood thinners and so forth would be your hawthorn berry. And they actually have done scientific research on hawthorn berry, and it has performed just as well or even better than the prescription medicines without the risk of side effects. Now, scientists don't think that much about motherwort. The ancients who used it for heart aid typically were right, because one study out of China showed motherwort helps relaxes the heart cells, prevents blood clots, and prevents the triggering of heart attacks. Russian researchers also found motherwort contains compounds that reduce blood pressure. The German E-Commission, which is the equivalent of the FDA here in the U.S., It approves of the use of motherwort for the treatment of cardiac disorders. They also discovered that motherwort offers a mild sedative action and is effective in relieving insomnia and anxiety. So motherwort contains these compounds that work to stimulate uterine muscles but relaxes heart muscle tissue. Therefore, you know, pregnant women should not use motherwort unless under the direction of a physician or a midwife. So women trying to become pregnant should not use motherwort. And if you're already taking anticoagulants, you might want to look into motherwort due to its anti-clotting factor. And of course, your hawthorn berries as well would be another one. So likewise, avoid doubling up on herbs that would tend to thin the blood. So watch your garlic, because that is a natural blood thinner. Also your willow bark as well. So be aware of that. If you take vitamin E supplements or you suffer from clotting disorders, you should avoid taking motherwort unless otherwise directed by your physician. Okay, so there are alternatives out there. So if you want to check out motherwort to strengthen the cardio system, they also have a heart cholesterol blood pressure formula, the hawthorn berries, of course. So you have some options there. If you're trying to quit smoking to improve your heart, there is a smoker's helper formula also available. And, of course, the salt is on there. And who doesn't need calcium for connective tissue everywhere in the body, including your bones? So they have that in liquid form. It's all plant-based, which has that 2-to-1 ratio of calcium, boron, magnesium for the proper assimilation of calcium. So you can do a lot with bone density improvement with plant-based calcium as opposed to animal calcium, which doesn't have the mineral uptake for the assimilation of your calcium. So that explains, you know, why people still have osteoporosis and everybody's walking around with milk mustaches, right? Right. All right, so if you're interested, check out thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget, 10% off this month, Heart Health Month, in their heart cardio section on those formulas we just mentioned. So do take advantage of that. You can also take advantage of that sale over the phone. You can call 866-229-3663. Get a catalog, ask for that. 866-229-3663. And of course, if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. Of course, it puts the power back in your hands. What could be better? ThePowerHerbs.com. Because you'd be amazed what you can do with the right tools and the information. You'll be amazed how powerful you are. So thepowerherbs.com, check it out, sign up for the newsletters, and be empowered each week. American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and, of course, Health Quest on Friday. So if you want a Health Quest tomorrow, sign up tonight. Send that request through on the website. You have to have email to get the newsletters, so it's not a hard copy that's mailed to you. Also, if you're looking at the Power Herbs book, it is an ebook. It is not a hard copy. So it is a download, and it's available in PDF, Kindle, and iPad. So it's for your computer or devices that you have out there for your book reading. And take advantage of that, because it's just $14.99, and it's hundreds of pages of health secrets. Yours truly wrote it, so you'll be amazed what you can do with that. Absolutely a quick week. I can't believe how fast it went, but I will be back next time. If you have a health topic you want me to work into the show, do let me know. Send me an email off thepowerherbs.com or give me a call. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Gotta go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.